Give him praise. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. If it had not been for God, man, where would Israel be? Had it not been for God, where would I be? Amen. So thankful that God is there. So thankful that God is here. Man, this particular week I had an opportunity to do something over the phone. Can I say it's not a very pleasant thing to do? You call the number they give you, and six phone calls later, I was able to reach a live person. Praise God. Listen, I was beginning to wonder if anybody at all worked there other than just technology or things, but I was able to find it and get the business taken care of. And I thought, my Lord, I'm so glad I don't have to go through all that when I come to you. I never find the line busy. I never find him asking me to hold. I never find anybody else as a mediator saying, wait a minute, let me go see if I can find the Lord, because he's always there. And I'm so thankful for that. And I think he deserves another hand clap of praise for that. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. How many's glad in the Lord this morning? Amen. How many blessed people we got? God ever answered a prayer for you? Ever done a miracle on your behalf? My. We have not because we ask not. Man, I believe if we ask believing, God said all things are possible. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Psalms. And Psalms 44 this morning is where we want to focus our attention. God has been exceedingly great to us this week, and we appreciate him because we have needed his guidance. We have needed his touch. Sometimes we just need his comfort. Amen. The psalmist writes in the 44th Psalm, verse 1, "We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old." Say that with me this morning. In the times of old. "How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand, and plantest them, and how thou didst afflict the people, and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me." Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your grace and your mercy, God, for your love. It is abundant. Father, we thank you this morning that we can be the recipients of your love and grace. Father, I pray this morning that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, I pray that your Holy Spirit, God, would have charge over this service. God, that it would just rain down that heavenly manna. Father, I pray that you would bless these, thy people. God, those who stand in need of prayer this morning, God, you are an attentive God, and you know the situation. Father, into your hands, by faith, we place these needs this morning. God, asking you to heal, to anoint, to deliver, God, and make whole. Father, I pray now that your word would go forth, God, that we would not be hearers only, but doers of your precious and holy word. We be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you're seated, turn either to your left or to the right or behind you and give somebody the biggest smile that you can. It may be the only one they've gotten all week long. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a smile, not laughter. I don't know what it is when we look at our neighbor and burst out in laughing. Amen. Maybe it's overwhelming joy. That's what I'm going to think. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, Strength Through God. Come on. Amen. Strength Through God. This week I was cleaning out my Bible a little bit. Every once in a while I get notes and that thing gets thicker and thicker and thicker, and
And I began to take out a lot of the notes and things, and I try to be led by the Spirit of God when I bring a message, but I've noticed recently I have preached a lot of sermons on joy. Amen. And how many knows we need joy? The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. But I began to pull notes out, and seemingly several sermons, even recently, the theme or the topic was either joy or either alluded to joy, and nothing wrong with that, and I believe it was God's time for that particular message. But it seemed like the Spirit of God just spoke to me and said, you can't live on joy. Come on now. Amen? Because life ain't all about joy. There's things and situations that arise. Now, we can have that inward joy, and amen, that's what we were referring to. But God began to speak to me. There's times you got to rely on strength. And not just any strength. Because in times past, I've tried to rely on my strength, and it helps for a little bit, but it doesn't see me through like God's strength can. I know the children of Israel, many, many times, they tried to do things on their own behalf, tried to do situations in their own power and their own might and even their own decision-making. Many, many times they had to turn around and repent, go back to God, because what they had started had failed. So our strength can fail, but I found out that the strength of God will never fail. And I believe that we can have strength through God this morning, because I want to tell you something, folks. We are already experiencing some of the things in this world that if we are not careful, it will begin to sap our joy. It will begin to bring us down spiritually. It will begin to bring us down emotionally. We will begin to be too concerned and too involved over things in this present world when we need to be looking not at the things in this world, but the things that are yet to come. Amen? Now, there's going to be joy unspeakable when we cross that spiritual Jordan, when we go and enter in to that promised land that the Lord has provided for each and every one of the saints of God. You won't have to worry about stress. You won't have to worry about anxiety. You won't have to worry about that next bill that needs to be paid. There won't be any problems. There won't be any situations. There won't be any downtime. There won't be any bad emotions or bad feelings. But when we get over there, everything is going to be glorious. Can you put your hands together for what Jesus Christ has prepared for them that love Him? But in this present day and in this present hour and through this journey that we all are undertaking, we need strength. Yes, we do. And we need divine strength. Strength that only comes through God. The psalmists here, and it was basically the sons of Korah who wrote this particular psalm or song. How many knows that you can encourage yourself through singing psalms unto God? Our praise, our melody. It can be a written song. It can be a copywritten song. It can be a song that you made up. It can just be a phrase of glorifying and praising the Lord. Amen. And it begins not only to bring peace and comfort to our soul, but it also begins to strengthen our faith. Because the sons of Korah here, the psalmists who are responsible for writing this particular melody, they begin to remember what their fathers had told them. Amen. They began to remember that our fathers told us of all the many miracles that God performed for His people. Can I remind us today, do not forget what God has brought you from. Do not forget of where you was. And Jesus delivered you out of that sinful nature that you was in. Not only do you need to remember that, but you need to give testimony of that, given every opportunity that you have. And not only that, you need to pass it on to your children. You need to let them know what a God we serve. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you, but He will in fact make a way. Tell it to your children. Tell it to your children's children. Just as the children of Israel said, let me tell you, God has always been on our side. God has always been a deliverer. God has always seen fit to give us victory. We have heard. Hallelujah. Time would not permit. I would not have sufficient time this day or this week to tell you of all the miracles that I have heard. Not only have heard, but have actually witnessed, as I was blessed enough to be brought up in a church that believed that God is omnipotent and God is everywhere and God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. Can I just tell you, just give you a little bit of a scenario, just kind of give you just a little bit of a highlight or a summary. I've seen crutches thrown aside, amen, and I've seen people walk out as good as anybody else, amen. I've seen people get up out of the wheelchair glorifying and praising God. I saw a woman who couldn't, when she made her way to the altar, she couldn't breathe. She was having an asthmatic attack. She couldn't even hardly get her words out. But I remember seeing the elders of God begin to anoint her and pray the prayer of faith. That lady not only began to speak, but she began to speak in a heavenly language, glorifying and praising God. Let me tell you something. The strength of God is still just as real today as it was in yesteryear, in the time of the Israelites, in the time of the splitting of the Red Sea, in the time of the raining down of manna. I serve a God who has not lost power, but is still just as real as He ever was. We've heard of the miracles. We've witnessed the miracles. We've witnessed deliverance. I've seen people delivered in this church, the little church down there. I've seen demonic spirits cast out. Amen. I've seen the whole countenance of people change. I've seen joy and peace come over their face where there was anxiety and stress when they came into church. Let me tell you something, folks. We're not living in the last of the days of God's miracles. We're still in the midst of God's miracles. God is still able to heal. He's still able to perform. We must teach our children to be strong in faith. Concerned about this generation. Very much concerned. Because they're not getting it, amen, from society. They're not getting it from the television programs. I am not promoting TV. But can I say that I watched an episode of one of my all-time heroes, Andy Griffith. And in this episode, the little boy, Opie, was facing a great confrontation. A bully was taking his milk money. Remember that episode? Opie didn't know really how to handle it. So he began to ask for an extra nickel. He'd go to Aunt B and get his nickel for his milk money. And then he'd catch his dad while he was reading. He said, "Can you give me a nickel for milk money?" So that he could pay the bully a nickel and still have a nickel for his milk money. Well, Andy and them got wind of it, and they realized him and Deputy Barney. Barney wanted to run out and take care of it. Barney was really, really brave when it come to standing up against children. But Andy said, "No, he's got to learn. Got to learn. It's got to learn to be strong. It's got to learn on depending of what that is within him." And so they were out fishing one day, and they was catching a little fish, and he's ready to go. And they got to talking about it. And you know, Andy, he never let an opportunity to teach go by the wayside. So he began to tell Opie about this little fishing spot. And way back when he was a little boy, this other bully found out this fishing spot was good, so he ran Andy off and said, "You can't fish here. This is my spot." So Opie's wide-eyed. He said, "What'd you do, Dad? What'd you do?" He said, "Well, I ran off." He said, "But I was so miserable. I was so distraught. I was so miserable. So I finally realized that I must face that fear. I must go come up against that." So he goes and he's telling the boy that finally he realized, and he said, "When I went up to him and you know, he told me what he was going to give me." And Opie said, "A knuckle sandwich?" He said, "Yes, exactly. He's going to give me a knuckle sandwich." "What'd you do, Paul?" I just laughed at him. Did he hit you? He sure did. Did it hurt? Just a little bit. He was preparing his son. He was teaching his son. So here's the next time, and he's going to school, and he's on his way. And Barney said, I need to go make my rounds. And Andy said, no, you just need to stay here, because he knew he was going to go out there and intervene. And I know within my heart that that dad wanted to go out there and take care of that son. But he had to learn. So that morning, actually, Opie would prepare for it, because he had him a little pair of blue jeans rolled up and another little shirt, and he gave it to his dad. He said, take this down to the jail. I might need it this afternoon. And Andy says, why might you need it? He said, well, I might get my other clothes torn and messy. And you know how Aunt Bea, she just has a fit when I get my clothes dirty and messy. And Andy said, okay, so he did. So that evening, they're looking at their clock. Well, he's down at certain street. He's on his way. He's on his way. He should be there now. And then a little bit, the door opens, and there's Opie. Got a shiner right over his eye, but he's grinning from ear to ear. He faced his fear. It hurt. Amen, but he found out there was something in him that no bully could take away. No bully can take away. But lady, why are you preaching Andy Griffith? I'm not. I'm telling you, there is a Father that has instilled something within us. Amen. That no bully can take away. No demon can come against you. Nobody, no enemy, nothing can prevail against that power that is within us. Amen. That power that God has instilled within us. Amen. It's not of us. It's not about me. It's not my strength. It's because I've learned to live and operate through Him and through His strength. And through Him, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It's time to tell our children, don't live in fear. Don't live in fear of what the world can do. I want to tell you, there's a power that's greater than any a hero. There's a power that's greater than any celebrity. There's a power that's greater than any athlete or anything that's on television. And that power is from Almighty God. Tell it to your children. Teach it to your children. Teach them to have faith, to believe in the power that is within us. And when you can't be there, they'll realize that they can rely on the power and the strength of God. The sons, of course, said, tell it to your children. We've heard. Pass this on. Tell it how God has intervened. Tell how God has sent down miracles and provided. We also know that we know how. Amen? We know how because God tells us. He tells us how through His Scripture. And the Word of God, we have details of God's miraculous power. The very interesting thing about the details of God's miraculous power is that it gives absolutely no shadow of doubt of where that power came from. It couldn't have been anything else but a miracle of God. So interesting to me to listen to some of these so-called smart scientists who try to theorize how that an entire multitude of people were able to cross a Red Sea when the wind probably actually blew it back over a small ridge that was in the Red Sea, because they can't come to grip with the fact that God is a miracle performing God. There has to be a reason. There has to be a theory. There has to be a scientific explanation. And let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say there was a little ridge there. We know better than that. We know what the Bible says. Are you going to trust a scientist? Are you going to trust the Word of God? As for me and my house, we're going to trust the Word of God. But just let's say, for the sake of argument, there was a little ridge and there was a great wind, and the children of Israel were able to walk across that little ridge that miraculously dried up because they was able to walk across on dry ground. Explain that, Mr. Scientist. But even if he'll give you that, explain to me how the entire army of Israel was swallowed up walking across a little ridge that the children of Israel received their deliverance, and all of a sudden it killed them all. That's even a greater miracle. Hallelujah. I'm going to believe the word of God. I'm going to trust Him. He's a miracle performing God. Can you say praise the Lord? Glory to God. Strength through God. Strength through God. Hallelujah. The psalmist here realized too, as they sang the song over and over, that it was not because of our power. It was not because of our swords. It was not because of our spear. But it was because of Almighty God was with us. It is amazing to me that a people who had experienced Egyptian bondage for some 400 years, who were not allowed, amen, to have militaries, who were not allowed to even practice, who were not even allowed to have a sword or a weapon, but when they were released, they became the strongest army on the face of the earth. Imagine that. The Amalekites, the Hittites, the Canaanites, all of the people that came against them failed. And they had organized armies. The Philistines failed. And they had the giants. But this little ragtag army who came out of Egyptian bondage, out of slavery, who were not probably undernourished and malnourished, but God blessed them. But they had something that the other enemy did not have, that those who came against them didn't have. They had the power of Almighty God with them. And let me tell you something. When you got the power of God, who can stand against it? There's not an army. There's not a demon. There's not any issue. There's not any enemy out there that can stand against the power of God. Church, we need to realize that. I know we need joy. I know we need peace. But we also need the strength of God, amen, to make us, amen, be able to stand those times so peace and joy can enter into our lives. They knew that it wasn't their strength. They knew that it wasn't their ability. All of their power, all of their might came through the intervention of God. And we can still bank on that today. Hallelujah. We know it wasn't by us. They even go on to say, we know why. We know why. There was a songwriter once who said, why me, Lord? What have I ever done? It's not about what we've done. It's about what He has done. Because we have found favor in His sight. Amen. Thank God. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. We don't need to let a day go by without thanking the Lord that Thou hast found favor. What is man that God is mindful of? Out of all of the creation, out of all the things that He spoke into existence, why has He paid so much love and attention to us? Because He formed us and He fashioned us. He met in His own image and He made us to become a living, breathing soul. Hallelujah. And the reason we have not is because we don't bother to ask God. Because we can think we can do it ourselves. Amen. Then we get all perplexed when we can't do it. Then we turn to God. We know where our strength comes from. It is because of God's favor and the faith of His people. God's strength will provide and prevail. Say that with me. God's strength will provide and prevail over any circumstance, any situation. That equation will work. Amen. That quotation will work. God's strength will provide and it will prevail over any situation. Listen to what He says. Through Thee, we will push down our enemies. Glory to God. Brother Eddie, I'm not facing an army. No, but what are you facing? What is your enemy? We have enemies today. Let me tell you something. You may be the most cheerful, loving, accommodating person in the world, but if you're born again, you got enemies. You got Satan and all his imps is coming against you. And so many times they're unrecognizable. Camouflaged enemies. They look like a sheep, but they're a wolf in sheep clothing. Glory to God. They'll come against you on your job. They'll come against you on I-20. They'll change your attitude in a heartbeat. Amen. They'll come against you on the telephone. I've seen my wife give such a frown because we got that caller ID thing on the television and it's them calling again. And it ain't one of you saints either. I'll hear that phone ringing. I say, baby, gonna answer it? No. The same old people wanting money, wanting this, wanting that. Amen. But the Bible says, amen, through thee we will push down our enemies. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. I'm going to ask for the anointing of God right now. Because I'm going to need it. I'm going to need His protecting power. But I'm going to speak truth. The church, body of Christ, has become weak and anemic. Not because we're weak and anemic, but because we have come like society, we don't want to get involved. We don't want to be offensive. Christians are supposed to be peaceful and gentle and humble. Yes, they are. But they're also the strongest beings on the face of the earth through the power of God. You can be peaceful. You can be accommodating. You can be loving. But don't be condoning or compromising sin that is rampant in this world today. Hollywood ain't going to point it out. The government ain't going to point it out. The school is not going to point it out. It's up to the church to point it out. There is sin that's in this present world. Amen. And when we sin, we reap the consequences of it because it affects each and every one of us. Whether we're sinners or not, it affects the church. It affects us. It affects our family. I'm so tired of seeing families torn apart. I'm so tired of seeing families can't seem to get their children off of drugs, off of alcohol. It's because we have become passive. It's because we have become anemic. It's because we have become weak. There's a strength within us. There's a power within us. It's time, church, it's time to rise up. Through Him, we can push down those enemies. Through Him, we can push down that addiction. Through Him, we can push down those things that are attacking the church and that are attacking our families. Hallelujah. Not by our power, not by our might. Don't be offended, not even by our love. Hallelujah. There's moms and dads that love their children greatly, but love ain't breaking those habits. I mean, love. Love is not conquering those enemies that have taken hold of them and gripped them. We see it in their face. We see it in their actions. We hear it in their words. Man, but that is within us. Glory to God. Through Him, we can push down these enemies. I don't want to hear that once you're addicted, you can't get off of it. You need to know who God is. You need to know what God can do. You need to know that God is able to do all things. Hallelujah. Through Him. Through Him. Amen. Through the strength of God. We know where that strength comes from. I want to read it again. Through thee, O God, will we push down our enemies. Through thy name, we will tread them under that rise up against us. You know the best time to defeat it? When it first rises up. Before it becomes a stronghold. Before it grips your loved one. Remind them of who they are. Remind them of who loves them. Remind them that the world does not love you. It hates you. It'll use you. It'll abuse you. Then spit you out. Amen. And not care a lick about you. But I know a Savior. I know a Savior. Who will take that same heap of humanity. That has been thrown aside by the world. That has been beaten by the enemy of lust. The enemy of addiction. The enemy of the perverseness and the evilness that's in this world. And when the world says, there's no hope for him, there is a Savior who will take you even in that condition and remake you. Make you all over again. As though all things have passed away. Oh, only through Him. I can't do it. Church can't do it. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. Jesus has done it, and He'll do it for you. He'll make you new. He'll give you a brand new life, a do-over, a start fresh. From all the evilness that prevails in this world, there is strength, but it's through God. There is victory. But it's through God. There is deliverance. But it's through God. Thank God for His delivering power. Thank God for His strength. We know where the strength comes from. It comes through God. So therefore, I won't trust in my bow. But understand this. I won't cast my bow aside either. Hello? Come on. Because whatever the weapons that I have, I'm going to attribute that to God. Amen. It's only through God, but I will not cast my shield away. I said, I will not cast my shield away. I will keep my faith. I will keep my faith with me at all times. Even though I know God is able, I will still keep my faith, and my shield will constantly be a part of me. Because I don't know where that next fiery trial, that next fiery dart is going to come from. But I know that I have the shield of faith provided by God. Amen. And I have my helmet of salvation. And I have my breastplate of righteousness. I need that anointing again. Church, we have unlatcheted our shoes. For comfort, we've taken them off. But it's time to gird the loins. We have taken such little baby steps for a period of time now. It's time to gird the loins and be able to take giant steps for God. Hallelujah. So latchet those shoes back up. The shoes of the gospel of peace. And you spread it wherever you can. You spread it at the barbershop. You spread it at the hair salon. You spread it at Walmart. You spread it where you work. Glory to God where you shop. You spread it where you go. Next time you go through the drive-thru window, don't say, that's the most incourteous person I've ever seen. You just smile and say, Jesus loves you. Praise the Lord. And I hope you got my order right. The gospel of peace. Hallelujah. The church ought to be the most peaceful people on planet earth. Amen. And I didn't say we're going to be free from trouble. I didn't say we're going to be free from all these situations or trials. But that is within us is more than sufficient to see us through any problem, any trial, glory to God, any obstacle. Because that is within me. It's going to give me victory. Through God, we're going to push down the enemy. Through God, we're going to tread under the feet. Glory to God. The church will stand. The remnant will still be submitted unto God and submissive to God. We know where the strength comes from. It comes through God. Church, fear not. Mom and Dad, fear not. Hallelujah. You said, I've done everything I can do. Have you totally released it to God? I mean, absolutely, totally released it to God. God spared their life, but saved their soul. It's called tough love. It's called tough love. We got to quit giving in to the desires of this world. We got to quit giving in to peer pressure. We got to quit giving in to what Hollywood says is right. Because they ain't right. Hallelujah. The majority doesn't make it right. You look at the enemies that come against the children of Israel. They were almost always in minority. But they had something that the enemy ain't got. Lord have mercy. I remember when I was a little boy. Amen. The big thing that when I was a little boy and going to school is when you had something nobody else had. I mean, you was automatically Mr. Personality. You were so popular, even the girls would come around you. Because you had something nobody else had. I remember a little boy brought something to school one time. Oh, but it was shiny and pretty. And I never in my life seen anything like that. And I wanted some of it. Are you living your life so somebody wants some of it? Are you one of those that's living your life and somebody said, well, if that's religion, you heard it. But are you making it so tantalizing and so appealing and so wonderful that somebody wants some of it? This little old boy brought a chain to school, and on this chain was some of the prettiest little things I'd ever seen in my life. Now, this fellow was in the second, third grade, but already he was a shrewd businessman. I give him my lunch money for one of them little shiny things. You know what they were? I mean, he's ever gone shopping for paneling and see those samples that are hanging there and you can flip and see which color you want? I paid my lunch money for one of them things. Because he made it look so shiny. You ain't got one of these. Yeah, but I want one. What'd you give me? I gave my lunch money. You got it. Needless to say, Mom and Dad were not really impressed with that particular business transaction that I made, and I was promptly told to never, ever do anything like that again. And I remember walking away and saying, yeah, but Mom and Dad, you didn't see that pretty shiny thing like I did, you know? Come on. Come on. Do the people you work with want it? Does your family want it? Does your neighbors want it? I want what she's got. I want what he's got. Amen. Because he seems like he's the happiest person in the world. And you need to ask that happiest person in the world. I will assure you. In fact, I'll guarantee you that he's got problems and issues too. But he's found out that greater is he that is within him than every one of those troubles and trials. And he knows through God he's going to be victorious. Church, fear not. We're going to win. Fear not. We're winners. Fear not. God is able to prevail. Isaiah chapter number 41 verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I don't think we realize how strong the church is. I don't think we realize as Christians how strong that power is within us. I think it's time we begin to exercise that power. Demonstrate that power. Live by that power. Amen. And let every opportunity to let folks know that is within us. That's what gives me peace. That's what gives me joy. Because I know that through God, I have strength to overcome any situation. any battle. What are your enemies? Sometimes we don't want to share it. We don't want to tell. We just kind of think if we'll just leave them alone, they'll go away and disappear. They won't. They won't. You've got to push them out, and you've got to step on them and get those enemies under your feet. What does that mean, Brother Eddie? Under control. Quit being submissive to your enemy. Quit being submissive to your lust. Quit being submissive to your worldly desires. Put them under your feet. Drive them out through the power of God. You'll be greater for it. You'll be better for it. You'll be more peaceful for it. You'll have greater joy when you exhibit and exercise the power of God's strength through our lives. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Saints of God, pray with me right now. Maybe there's someone under the sound of my voice. Maybe there's someone sitting right beside you or behind you or near you that is seemingly overcome by the enemies that seemingly come against them with a great onslaught, trying to prevail in their life, trying to provoke misery and pain. They don't understand the power that is within them, power to rebuke them, power to even say to Satan himself, "Get thee behind me." Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, I denounce that. In the name of Jesus, I drive that out of my life. In the name of Jesus, I push down my enemies. In the name of Jesus, I tread upon them. Hallelujah. Pray, saints. Pray, saints. If there's one that needs prayer this morning, would you make your way down to this altar? We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Is there one this morning? You and God know. I have no idea. I can only preach what the Lord lays upon my heart. But I felt such an urgency to bring this message this morning. I'm not going to dwell a long time. But if you need help, if you need prayer, whatever it is, would you come now? You elders, come on. You elders, come on. Gather around them. Let's pray right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to pray right now. Begin to bind together. Hallelujah. Begin to exercise that faith, that strength, and that power that is given to us by God Himself. If you're still wrestling with it, why don't you make your way down to this altar as these others gather around? Amen. Why don't you come on down and get deliverance? Why don't you come on down and get victory right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The rest of the church, would you pray? Would you pray as you've never prayed before? I feel deliverance here in the church. I feel right now that victory is here. Glory to God.
Then you pick me up and you show me what to do.